Welcome to the One Climbs Podcast, a show about exploring life through the lens of theology, scripture, symbolism, and ideas that uplift the human mind. This past Sunday, my sister-in-law gave a talk in church, and she shared a story about the construction of a chicken coop in her backyard, which is now filled with chickens, and how one day she was looking out the window, and the chickens were all clustered together, running to and fro in the chicken coop. There was something that was disturbing them, and she was curious about, you know, what could possibly be causing them so much stress. And then as she was watching, she saw what it was. And she said there was this very large coyote that was circling the coop and trying to get in and get at these chickens. And the chickens were just freaking out. And she was very concerned about her chickens and their mental state of being pursued by this coyote. But she said, you know, when we had built this coop, we had done a lot of research to the point where we became pretty much chicken experts. We talked to a lot of people. We had got the best materials. We worked very hard to build this coop and secure it and make sure that the chickens inside would be protected, not just from things like snakes and coyotes, but it even has a mesh over the top to protect from hawks and other predatory birds. And so the chickens inside this coop are completely protected. But then that got me thinking about something. As she continued to give her talk, talking about making our homes a fortress of protection, but I started thinking about something else. My brain kind of went elsewhere. And I started thinking of a chicken standing face to face with a coyote, with the only thing separating them being this barrier, this fence. Now, should the chicken be afraid of the coyote if it's on the other side of this fence? I mean, what you could argue that, no, the chicken shouldn't be afraid at all. If the chicken knew how the fence was constructed and all the steps that were taken to preserve and protect it, the chicken should have no fear at all. No matter how loud the coyote snarls or growls. And I started thinking about that in terms of what God's done for us. And I was thinking about how in the story of the Garden of Eden, there's this talk of the serpent bruising Eve's heel, but her bruising the head of the serpent. Like there's this barrier between us and the forces of evil. And if we were in a fortress, so you kind of do this little thought experiment. If you were in a fortress, completely impenetrable fortress, designed in wisdom and love, like nothing could get through. It's perfectly designed. Why would you ever fear anything on the other side? No matter how loud or crazy or chaotic it was, why would you ever think it reasonable to be afraid of whatever is on the other side of that wall? Now, conceptually, you can use your imagination and picture something horrible happening and shudder a little bit, going, oh man, that would be terrible. But that's just an idea. It's something that would never happen as long as you stay within the walls of that fortress. And when you are sheltered within the covenants and protection of the Lord, you're sealed up unto the Lord through His atoning sacrifice, through the things that He's done for us, why should we fear anything that would seek to disrupt our peace? Why could we not stand boldly before any type of challenge, no matter how much it snarled its teeth, or no matter how scary it looked, when we are standing behind the protection of the Almighty? And we could think about that in terms of our interactions with other people, our battles with darkness, whatever that might look like. But I've just been thinking about this juxtaposition of the chicken, the coyote, and this barrier. And I've tried to translate that over to what that might look like in my life. Do I find myself running to and fro from things that are in the world that may trouble or disturb me? Or do I look at them as I would a chicken through a wire fence, knowing and understanding that there's another factor beyond the fence itself? You know, that fence was designed by someone who cared, and it took into account all the potential threats and was able to mitigate those threats through proper planning and execution. And not only that, the person who designed the coop and built it is watching. They see the threats. And if there is any possibility that we could be threatened in any way legitimately, then action would be taken to remove those weaknesses, if any, from the plan. But we're talking about a mortal creating a chicken coop. And think about what God has designed for his children and the beauty and perfection of that plan. The simple fact of the matter is the chicken doesn't know how to trust. The chicken doesn't know who built the coop. And they certainly don't trust the hands of the person who did it. They don't have any concept of that. But we can trust in a loving Father who designed something perfect for us. We can actually comprehend that and understand it and lean into that and exercise faith in it and in Him, rather. Because what really matters is trust in Him. Because if we trust Him, it doesn't matter what He produces or what He says. Because He's either fully trustworthy or He's not. It's either or. God is either a God of truth and cannot lie, or He can deceive people. You know, you cannot be perfect in those regards, but yet riddled with flaws or even a single flaw. And so having perfect faith in God means that we also understand His perfections and His attributes, and we lean into those. That's what gives faith a place to anchor to. Because without a knowledge of those things and without the ability to put our trust in those things, our faith is totally ineffectual. But to me, it's a profound idea to think that in this chaotic, seemingly chaotic universe, there is one sure anchor, one sure foundation, a rock, an immovable force that we can fix and tie ourselves to and obtain peace and security, and also the ability to propel ourselves forwards and upwards and progress in divine ways. And to me, that's been such a just fun and intriguing, enlightening, and amazing journey in my life to learn to trust God more and more. And I've been given many, many just really awesome opportunities to see how trustworthy God is. And I've leaned into that trust throughout my life, and it has never failed me. And so I thought that was just kind of it was an interesting thing to listen to this talk and start to picture some of these things. And I hope they're useful to you as well in wherever your own journey takes you. But just remember the incredible wisdom and love that designed your life and all the things in it, and how you have the ability to face real danger on the other side of that fence. There is real danger. There is a real threat. And it's possible that it could have its teeth around you. It just depends on what side of the fence you're on.